Christ's love a greater motivation than money. Watchmen on the walls of Zion may live so near to God and be so susceptible to the impressions of His Spirit that He can work through them to tell men and women of their peril and point them to safety. At no time may they relax their vigilance, and never are they to sound one wavering, uncertain note. Not for wages are they to labor, but because they realize that there is a woe upon them if they fail to preach the gospel. Chosen of God, they are to rescue men and women from destruction. A co-worker with Christ does not study his own ease or convenience. He is forgetful of self. In his search for the lost sheep, he does not realize that he himself is weary, cold, and hungry. He has but one object in view: saving the lost. The soldier of the cross stands unshrinkingly in the forefront of the battle. As the enemy presses the attack against him, he turns to the stronghold for aid and is strengthened for the duties of the hour. The victories he gains do not lead to self-exaltation, but cause him to lean more and more heavily on the Mighty One. Relying on that power, he is enabled to present the message of salvation so forcibly that it vibrates in other minds. He who teaches the Word must live in hourly communion with God through prayer and study of His Word. This will impart to his efforts a power greater than the influence of his preaching. Of this power he must not allow himself to be deprived. He must plead with God to strengthen him and touch his lips with living fire. By the power and light that God imparts, they can comprehend more and accomplish more than their finite judgment had deemed possible. Satan's craft is more successful against those who are depressed. When discouragement threatens, let the minister spread out before God his necessities. When the heavens were as brass, see, over Paul, he trusted most fully in God. He knew affliction, but listened to his triumphant cry: "This slight momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, because we look not to the things that are seen but to the things that are unseen." RSV. By seeing Him who is invisible, strength and vigor of soul are gained.